Everybody, Sarah here. Today's show is going to be a little bit more serious. Normally, I joke around and I try to have fun. There's nothing funny about what I'm about to discuss, and that is how to prepare your practice for the opioid crisis. When I talk about the future of financial advising, often I've discussed robo-advisors and digital media, but there's an even bigger factor in play here, and it's kind of an invisible factor because not a lot of people like to talk about it, but it's drugs. So I'm talking about it because opioid abuse, like any kind of abuse, is something that happens in the dark. But it shouldn't be something that people fail to discuss. And the reality is that whether or not you do, we are all being affected. Whether or not you talk about it, whether or not you think that your clients are the kind of person to do drugs, the truth of the matter is, if you look at the numbers, that the profile of an addict is changing. It's not the destitute person dressed in rags who lives in a tent. It's the person you're going to college with. It's the person driving your kid's school bus. It's your dentist. It's the person who sits next to you at church who used to work with you at the hedge fund. You can say, oh, my clients aren't those kind of people. My clients are educated. My clients are successful. I only do business with the best of the best. They know how to raise their kids. Got news for you. There were 13,000 deaths in age group 25 to 34 in the year 2017 from overdose. There were 11,000 deaths in the age group 35 to 44 from overdose in 2017. I'm going to link the statistics in the show notes. Generation X and Generation Y are being impacted in a big way here. And you can say, oh, well, I don't work with Generation X or Y. Well, Even if you don't, those people have parents. Everybody has a mother and a father. And that's probably who's paying for the drug rehab and the other repercussions financially of what this person is going through. So you should think about that. And the other thing that you may want to consider is that there are certain things you may want to do with your practice to prepare. I would first of all suggest getting some kind of a LifeLock product or access to one or researching them. And the reason is that drug addicts very often will steal from their own family members. So I would have the discussion when you think a family is at risk about storing valuables securely, physically, getting a safe, getting a LifeLock product so that their identities can't be stolen. You also want to make sure that they can secure their money using estate planning, maybe a trust. You should also encourage families that are impacted to be more thoughtful about the estate plan, including who is appointed as the executor, what kind of medical proxies, how much money they're leaving to who, and how they are leaving it. You should also be equipped with resources such as centers of influence who are experts in this area, psychiatrists, healthcare advocates, insurance specialists, maybe even a debt counselor and a bankruptcy counselor. Now, I know that you all want to consider yourselves advisors to the ultra wealthy, and there's nothing wrong with that, but understand that the $1 million can be compromised pretty quickly. And in fact, I would also encourage you to think about maybe upping the game a little bit and increasing the average portfolio size by targeting bigger clients. A $5,000, emergency fund or a $500,000 account can get dried up pretty quickly, because keep in mind that people are not going to think twice if it comes down to the decision of drug rehab that could mean life or death for one of their children. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's the reality. And it's not just the cost of rehab. It's not like you rehab and then done. Often the parent has to take time off from work to take care of the child so that the child doesn't relapse again, because making sure that the addicted person has enough structure in their day, all of these things, the parent may have to devote more time to caretake for the child. So when it comes down to it, wealth can dry up pretty quickly. So I would start looking at maybe doing business with even wealthier and wealthier clients. I think you're going to have to. The other thing is a word about liquidity, you know. Think about where they have their money. Maybe not so much should be held in IRAs where they'd have to pay a penalty. You may want to encourage them to have more money than usual in an emergency fund. The other thing is, and you know, I'm talking here like every family is addicted. That's not true. I'm saying prepare your practice, because drugs are so prevalent that you just don't know who could become addicted at any point. So I'm not saying that all of your clients have families or that all of your clients are addicted to drugs. But what I'm saying is you should be prepared, and meaning recognize the signs that someone, either a client or someone in their family, may be using. So, you know, large, unexpected withdrawals would be one example. They may not want to tell you. Understand that as well. It can be very hard to say these words to someone. They may be hoping that they don't have to tell you. Keep in mind, there's still a lot of shame about drug addiction. So one thing you can do to encourage more open conversations about this is to give them the signal that your practice can offer educational resources and that this is something that you are acknowledging that they may be going through. So you may want to hold educational sessions, maybe ones that they don't have to attend in person. Maybe they can just dial in on a webinar. So maybe an educational, you know, webinar about how to prevent getting addicted to prescription drugs or how to protect your children from prescription drug addiction. I know that the webinar about, you know, making sure that you plan your next vacation or, you know, how to travel in retirement to the exotic locations you love, like, I know that that's a way more appetizing kind of a topic, but the reality of it is that the consequences for your clients can be very serious if they do not address this issue. And so it's really, really not a, it's a really lousy thing to have to think about, but I think you have to make them think about it. And like I said, just even talking about this subject openly can help them to feel more comfortable coming to you. And as you're the first line of defense when something like this happens, you could actually save a life. You, not just their money, you could actually save the life of one of your clients or the life of one of your clients' children. That is how important your role is in all of this. And so be aware of it and get prepared. And I hope that my words have reached you and that you will listen to what I've said and take action on this very, very important topic. Thank you everybody for listening, and I will see you on the next show.